Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready to tune into an incredible podcast experience. Welcome to Suited Tutor, the podcast show that delivers enlightening insights and captivating knowledge. Prepare to be amazed as we dive deep into the exciting world of education and empowerment. And now, it's time to introduce your extraordinary host. Give a roaring round of applause for the one and only Wolfie Lloyd.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Wisdom Whispers, the podcast where ambition meets action and real voices share the untold lessons behind the success. I'm your host, Wolfie Lloyd, and today we are diving deep into the journey of innovation, risk-taking, and building something from the ground up. Today, we are joined by a special guest, Dewang Baradaj, representing the powerhouse behind Multilippi, an AI SEO translation platform that's empowering creators as well as educators across the globe. We will unpack the real moments, the wins, the setbacks, and the truths of leading a tech platform in today's world. But before we fully immerse ourselves into Dewang's fascinating and yet amazing entrepreneurial story, if you are an ambitious tutor looking to grow your impact and income, then Suited Tutor is your launchpad. We offer all-in-one support, training, lesson planning tools, materials, 24 guidance, visual tutorials, and also career references. It's not just a platform. It's a professional home for those who want to inspire while earning. On the other side, if you're a student or a parent struggling to find your perfect match for your tutoring needs, then fret not. Expect nothing less than the UK's finest and award-winning tutoring minds, whether it's going to be Scottish Highers, National 4 or 5, GCSEs, A-levels, including university preparations, as well as UCAS guidance. Suited Tutor brings your tailored learning with a guarantee for success. Now, let's meet the mastermind behind Multilippi. Dewang, welcome to Wisdom Whispers, and it's a great pleasure to have you here.
So thank you, Wolfie, for having me here. It's been really a pleasure to be here, and I'm really excited to share the story behind Multilippi, and hopefully I can offer some encouragement to all the aspiring entrepreneurs and educators tuning in today.
Okay, thank you so much, Dewang. So let's rewind the clock, and can I just ask exactly, Dewang, how did Multilippi exactly begin? Was it a bit of an epiphany and aha moment, or more like a series of small sparks that lit the fire? Could you please elaborate?
Sure. It's a great question. So it's really a combination of both. So the idea came from recognizing how fragmented education content was becoming, and we also saw creators struggling to reach the right learners also. And also the learners are also bouncing between too many platforms at the same time. So that's when the mission formed to create one inclusive, multilingual, educator-first platform.
Okay. And that leap from the idea of the inception to the actual execution sounds like a huge task. Now, from your aspect exactly, Dewang, what were some of the early challenges that you have actually faced?
So there were several challenges that we faced in the initial days. So funding was, of course, one of the main hurdle, but more than that, it was a trust. So convincing early adopters and users to believe in a very new platform, and in our initial days, we really worked very hard with our first few users. We closely took their feedback very seriously and stayed very lean. That feedback loop shaped what Multilippi is today.
Okay, that's very powerful, Dewang. And okay, now for all of our listeners and students thinking of starting their own venture, or teachers hoping to turn their side passion into a profession, or other global educators who would like to start shaping beautiful minds out there and changing the world for the better, what advice would you give?
The one advice that I would like to give to all of the listeners listening in today is to start small, but start smart. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Use what you have and surround yourself with the good mentors and the people who believe in you. And understand that failure isn't a fatal, it's feedback.
Okay, So it's all about feedback and not basically waiting for the perfect moment, but basically grabbing it and just trying to make it happen. Thanks, Diwang. Now, speaking of turning passion into a profession, let's again spotlight Sudhi Tutor again for tutors looking to start their journey. It's more than just a platform, okay? Because at Sudhi Tutor, you get more than students. You gain a support system. Whether you're fresh out of university or seasoned teacher, Sudhi Tutor offers CPD-style resources, onboarding support, and even employment references if need be. And in the meantime, if you'd like to earn more while doing what you love, what you aspire to become, then this is your right moment. 91. Leadership is, I would envisage, more than just strategy. Now, how do you manage the human side of being a founder of Multilibi? Is it really a burnout, a real thing? What do you suggest?
Yeah, so absolutely. So I'll do several of the things to unplug myself, whether it is going on a long walk or listening a podcast or spending time with my family or friends. And stepping back helps me stay grounded also. And I also believe in delegating and trusting your team. You can't scale alone. You can only scale with your team.
Okay. Now, here's a question for you. I'd like you to become slightly more creative for me today, Diwang. Let's imagine you're trying to provide a TED-style talk to 17-year-old individuals who are dreaming of launching something innovative and pioneering. What would be your, let's say, closing message? What do you recommend?
So my closing message for this podcast will be that you don't have to have it all figured out. But you need to be curious and committed at the same time also. And say yes to the new challenges and never underestimate the power of resilience. You are capable of more than you are thinking.
Okay, these are some really, really wise words, Diwang. Really wise. And to those that are still listening, whether you are students curious about the business world or a tutor, if this could be your new chapter, just simply just take that step. As Nike once said, just do it. And I believe that platforms like Sudhi Tutor and Multilibi are here to support you, just like Diwang, the one who's been through so many hurdles. Now, Diwang, thank you for your time and for your story and for your insights. It's voices like you that actually matter the most. But before we wrap it up, are there any last piece of advice or words that you would recommend as a, I would say, an aspiring and successful entrepreneur from your side?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you, Wolfie, for having this podcast. It's been a pleasure. And to every listener that is listening in today, the one closing statement that I would also like to say is to believe in yourself and your journey.
Okay, so no matter how hard the life can be, just believe in you, because as some people might have said, or perhaps as David Goggins said, you know, that you've got different scenarios. You think that you can do this, your brain is telling you you're right. You also think that your brain cannot do this, you're also right. So as Diwang has mentioned, be selective what you're going to place within your mind, because you can be either your worst enemy or even better, your best ally. Now everyone, until next time, stay curious, stay bold, and keep whispering wisdom into your own future. Catch you on the next episode of Wizard Whispers, and Diwang, thank you so much for coming today on
Stay tuned for more captivating conversations and enlightening insights on Suited Tutor, the podcast show that never fails to amaze and delivers an exceptional educational experience. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Suited Tutor. Until next time, stay tuned to Suited Tutor's podcast, where education meets empowerment. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch up with you in the next episode.